Hey, sweet people, this is Coach Riley. Today is Valentine's Day, and I hope you're feeling the love. We are going to be rolling out a new segment called the 5-Minute AMRAP, as many reactions as possible. Being the day of love, Valentine's Day, I can tell you who's not feeling the love, and that is Jillian Michaels.
Welcome to the 5-Minute AMRAP, where we present a topic and give you as many reactions as possible in 5 minutes or less. Today's AMRAP begins in
3, 2, 1, go!
If you haven't been all over the interwebs lately, you maybe have not heard a statement that Jillian Michaels has made about CrossFit. Check this clip out.
I have a few issues with CrossFit, which is not a secret. First of all, you've got like, what, maybe 20 to 25 movements that don't really vary? And you're doing them over and over and over again. So on one hand, it stops being effective because you're not challenging the body from various angles of push and pull with different varieties of exercises and different types of movement that work different modalities. And I know CrossFit, oh, we work all the modalities, but no, not really. So shouldn't you choose a workout that has a little bit more flexibility and strength so you get more mobility, not just power, which is speed and strength? You get a lot of that in CrossFit. A little agility work, maybe some endurance training, so that you're training in a more balanced way, right? To keep the body changing and keep your training more holistic by hitting all modalities of fitness.
Michael, what's your thoughts here? What do you think about Jillian Michaels?
I think it's interesting how people in fitness tend to like to paint themselves into one box or another. If there's one thing they find that they love, they're like, that's the thing you got to do.
True.
So for me in my life, CrossFit has been the one thing that's worked for me, but I'm not going to go around saying you can't go do yoga. You can't go work out at, you know, a Globo gym and get any results that way. There are results that you can get in just about any way of exercising. And, to kind of pigeonhole one thing and be like, this is not fitness because of this, is a little tough for me to stomach.
I don't think you get to the top by standing on top of others anyway. So like if she's trying to get some clout or like trying to get back into the fitness regime, like you don't want to get back into recognition by stepping all over somebody. I don't think that's the way to go about it.
I agree. And I just find it interesting because CrossFit does such basic movements. Like the core of their movements are like the base for everything you'd ever want to do. So anything she's going to be doing movement wise, it's going to be based on what we do, right?
She threw a big statement out there about flexibility and mobility and movements. And I don't know if Jillian Michaels can do an overhead squat. Maybe she can. But I'm going to tell you that it requires a lot of mobility and a lot of flexibility to do an overhead squat. Don't even have to be that advanced. It takes a lot of mobility and a lot of flexibility to do a normal air squat perfectly. Going through that range of motion perfectly does require mobility and flexibility. So, I mean, you know what can keep you out of a nursing home? A deadlift. You know what can keep you out of a nursing home? A squat. You know what can keep you out of a nursing home? Pressing things over your head. Like our fitness is defined as fitness is over a lifetime. So like if your fitness from 20 to 30, 30 to 40, 50 to 60, 70 to 80, a lifetime is how we define fitness, not necessarily how good we look in a bikini, or we're trying to do exercises that kick away the nursing home. That's the goal. Overall goal here is not how good do I look on the cover of a magazine, but how long can I take care of myself? It would be easy for us to definitely react in a certain way to have her held in a high fitness standard, but she did kind of put us in the dirt a little bit. But I don't really think that's how we fix problems. Again, what I'd love to see is we show a little bit compassion, especially all you trolls on the internet. It can be a very, very scary place, the internet. But instead of throwing her under the bus and reversing of 3 or 4 times, which we instinctually want to do, why don't we reach out to Jillian? Why don't we invite her into our community and not cast her out like an outcast? I definitely think for the last 10 years, CrossFit has been the redheaded stepchild of the fitness industry. So we know what it feels like to get bashed and to get thrown under the bus. But let's not do that to her. Maybe we show her compassion, invite her to join the open, do 5 workouts and see how she stacks up against our fitness. What we think fitness is and what she obviously thinks fitness is are 2 different things, but I don't think we throw her under the bus. That's just me personally. I've been watching the internets and it's been a pretty rough go for her, but I mean, you could say maybe she's trying to hold on and punch up so she gets a little bit of recognition, but I just think that there's no I mean, our definitions of fitness are different. We're not always going to agree on everything when it comes to fitness. But bashing people and, you know, casting them off is not the way to do it. Jillian Michaels, if you're listening, you're invited to a class at CrossFit Fury. Come in, try a class, and maybe we can learn from each other. We can collaborate. We can maybe think we can put some ideas together, which are we think fitness can include. But Jillian Michaels, you're still a friend to me, even though I don't even know you. 3, 2, 1.